You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.
God bless the Rangers and where they're at right now in this postseason. It's such an exciting time here in New York. So we're gonna put the weekend wager gambling show on hold tonight, and we're gonna extend. This is the post game, I guess we should say, for the Rangers taking care of the Tampa Bay Lightning 3-2 tonight. Really unbelievable. Another great performance by Igor Shesterkin. 29 saves, 31 shots at goal against him, and just another unbelievable performance. I was on Daily Wager, our gambling show, earlier today on ESPN2, and I picked the Rangers to win on the money line, and also I had the under at 5.5. I was somewhat concerned about it at the start of the game, because of the goals that were scored early, but things settled down, and this became a defensive battle, the one that we had, at least I had anticipated coming in, because let's be honest, you've got two of the best goaltenders in the NHL that are on the ice in this series. Obviously, with Shesterkin and what he's been able to do, not just tonight, but in this postseason, 92% save rate for Igor this season, but 95% at home. And you know, Vasilevskiy has just been tremendous as well. As we know, coming in, a lot of people anticipated the Lightning to win this series. And sure enough, listen, it's two games, it's early, it's a small sample size. I get it. Anita, slow your roll. Okay. And again, not to sit here and pretend that I'm a huge Rangers fan or that I'm a huge hockey fan at that, but boy, have I been sucked in to this postseason. Not gonna lie about it. So coming in, a lot of analysts who I've had on my weekend shows, Greg Wyshynski and a number of others that have been so kind to jump on board, just anticipating, obviously, with the Lightning and how they've been so dominant in the number of Stanley Cups that they have won in the recent years, not really giving this young Rangers team an opportunity, a chance, even though how impressive they've been, especially in coming back in certain situations as we saw them against the Penguins and how dominant they were in this last series. 800-919-3776, the phone number you want to get on board. We've got some sound we're going to play for you from Gallant, especially from Fox and a number of their players that were, it was just such a great effort across the board. And as we know, just to kind of, I just want to recap briefly. So the first score, obviously, we know that the Lightning got on the board first. Bad penalty call against Reeves with that slashing penalty that he got called within the first like 2.5 minutes that the game had begun. And Tampa Bay, prior to that, was 0-9 on their power play, but were able to, of course, score a goal in that first period and win up first. And it took, if you go back, you recall, it took about a good 6 minutes for the Rangers even to get a solid shot on goal. And then after that, it was just, they dominated and went up 2-1 with Miller and Kako, of course, getting on the board in the second period, dominating the first period and then dominating the second period. Granted, no goals were scored in the second period, but you just got the feeling in watching the second period just how dominant it was. Like the Rangers, something clicked, and from there on out, they were just dominant throughout, which was really, really key, and just a really, really great performance. Keep in mind, and what's really impressive is the fact that this is a Tampa Bay Lightning team that in the playoffs, they had not lost consecutive games in 3 years. They were 17-0 after a loss. Let's marinate in that for a minute. 17-0 after a loss. They have now given up 9 goals in 2 games to the Rangers, where, keep in mind, they only gave up 3 goals to the Panthers in 4 games. I'm just sharing these stats that, I think really, really scream volumes in regard to just how great this Rangers team is playing. And granted, as we know, better at home on the road. It's still a small sample size. The series is early. Now we've got game 3, which is going to be Sunday in Tampa. Game 4 will be Tuesday in Tampa. And if the Rangers can steal at least one of those in Tampa, watch out. And we've got a full board. So let's get to you. I want to get as many calls in as we can. I'm excited to be, hopefully you can hear it in my voice. I got sucked in, of course, the Penguins series, this last series as well. And now, the Rangers up 2-0, against the Tampa Bay Lightning. It's a fun time, I'm not a bandwagoner. I don't want to sit here and say that, but it's a fun time to be cheering on these Rangers. That's for sure. Let's get to your calls. 800-919-3776. Let's go to John calling in from Brooklyn. John, what's up? How you doing?
Hi, how are you, Anita?
I'm great. What a game. What a great Friday night. I'm hooked, John. I'm hooked.
Yeah, I thought they were going to win tonight, but I thought it was going to be close and tough. And I thought they played great for about 50 push. Then they almost imposed their will on the Rangers at the end. The Rangers needed to push back a little bit more. But their defensive structure was excellent the whole game. Their forecheck was great. I love this coach. And I think that the Rangers may be a team, catching lightning in a bottle. It's possible. I'm a sick Rangers fan. I'm also very superstitious. I've been wearing an Allman Brothers T-shirt for the 8 games that they must needed to win. And I put it on for tonight because I consider tonight a must need. And they're 8-0 in it. So I'm going to keep rolling with it. I hope we can have hockey until late June.
Yeah, you and me both, John. It's really fun. Let's listen in, guys. If you could play that Gallant soundbite in regard to him talking about how important that third period goal was for the Rangers.
No, it was huge. It was a big goal, obviously. And then again, we knew they were going to push real hard. And, we held on a little bit there, a little bit too much for me. But anyway, we battled, we found a way, and we're playing against a real good team over there. And again, they pushed it, and we made some key saves at the end to keep it 3-2.
Yeah, talking about the saves again, Igor, 29 saves of 31 shots taken. And also, I need to mention how great Fox has been. Get this, came across this stat, leads all NHL defensive men in assist in the postseason. So he has 17 assists and 22 points in the postseason. Was such a big key in regard to the 3 goals, of course, that the Rangers scored tonight. Let's go to Piero in Vernon. Piero, welcome in.
Hi, Anita. How are you? Let me tell you, I just started listening to you coming home from all the playoff games. And you are a pleasure to listen to, and you know your stuff. You. Congratulations.
I don't know about that. I'm excited about this postseason, and hopefully you can hear that in my voice.
Absolutely. The information you give, it gives clarity to the game, so that's awesome.
Oh,
yeah,
thank you.
We've been to all the games with my son Daniel, and we were at the first Penguin game, 3 overtimes, the disappointment. The last 2 games, Anita, the game it seems so secure and safe. Up until the end there, Igor didn't have to make any saves at all. It was unbelievable. The Rangers were in total control. Also, it seems every time the period starts, we score a goal 1 or 2 minutes into the period. That's amazing. It's unbelievable.
Let's go to Holene in New York City? Holene, welcome in.
Yes. Hi, Anita. How are you?
I'm great. I'm great. Exciting game and thrilled
great.
To be on with you guys tonight. Yeah.
Thank you for giving the New York Rangers the attention that they finally deserve. I lost my voice and coming from the game also. This is an incredible team. They love each other like brothers. They're very talented. They're very young. but they just always find a way. And like your previous caller just said, I think his name was John, it has been easier the last two games. We have been in control. We've worked so hard to get here, so hard, coming back from 3-1 in both series. It's just amazing. It's kind of like the trajectory, the momentum has really come on our side now. It's incredible, isn't it?
Oh my God. It is. It is, and I can hear it in your voice, and thank you for the phone call. Gosh, I want to live vicariously through you. What I wouldn't have done to attend the game tonight at the Garden, you know, and again, just watching this game, it was evident, you know, the Rangers, they dictated the tempo, the speed, the passing, how great the accuracy, the defense, everything. I feel in watching this game, take away the first 6 minutes, I felt like it took them that long to kind of get into their groove, get into their rhythm. And then once they did, I just felt in watching this game, there was no turning back. And there was never, after that, very disappointed with the first, of course, you know, 2-3 minutes, because I thought the call on Reeves was really bogus, in my opinion. You know, if you're going to have him sit in the penalty box, I think you should have had both of them sit in the penalty box. And as I said, Tampa Bay 0-9 on power plays prior to them scoring and getting that first goal on the board. But nonetheless, it was kind of, maybe that was a wake-up call for them. I don't know. But I felt after the first 5-6 minutes of the first period, there was never a time, there was never a sense in watching that game that I felt like, oh no, Rangers are going to lose. I felt confident that they were going to win. Again, checking all the boxes, dictating everything on the ice tonight after that first 5 or 6 minutes. Just really, really an exciting game and a great performance by the Rangers, who now are up 2-0 in the series. Again, now the series heads down to Florida in Tampa. Game 3 will be on Sunday. You'll be able to listen to it right here on 98.7 ESPN. Keep in mind, that's a late afternoon game. It starts, the puck will drop at 3 o'clock. So keep that in mind. And then, of course, Game 4 will be Tuesday night in Tampa. Let's listen in. As I said, Adam Fox, I don't feel, gets enough love, leading all NHL defensemen in postseason assist, 17 assists, leading to 22 points this postseason. This is him talking about the kid line.
You know, we said from the start, it's going to take everyone. You know, you can't win with one or two guys, you know, every night, because, you know, that's not going to happen. And those guys have really stepped up and produced. And for them to, like I said, be gaining confidence and producing as well, it's huge for us. And we have a lot of faith when they're on the ice, and, you know, they're really skilled players, but they're committing to doing the little things, and they're playing real hard, and it's obviously you know, good for our team as well.
800-919-3776. Let's get to your calls. Let's go to Sandy in New Jersey. Sandy, welcome in.
Hey, Anita.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Yeah.
I'm here with my husband, Will.
Hi, Will.
Sorry, my voice. We're coming home.
Hey.
We're coming home from the game.
I love it. Don't apologize, like, for your voice if you're coming home,
like,
from the game.
Why are we doing this? Oh, my gosh. Like, I can't even. I'm so tired of it.
What? You're tired of what? What are you tired of, Sandy? Come on.
I'm tired of the bogus calls against the Rangers. I'm so excited. I cannot wait for the next game. And I'm so excited you're taking our call.
Well, I'm excited that you called in. I appreciate the call, Sandy. Thank you so much. Let's go to Joe in Lynbrook. Joe, what's up, man? Are you coming home from the game as well?
I wish I was. I was watching it at work. I just finished my shift at a restaurant. But you know, I spoke to you the Saturday before Game 7 against Pittsburgh, and I remember you asked about what kind of a legacy-defining game that could be for Igor early in his career.
That's right. That's right. Game 7 at the Garden, right?
The legend is growing. He's been obviously fantastic since that series. I mean, matching up against Vasilevskiy, who's arguably, you know, I mean, probably many people would say, they might say he's still the best goalie in the NHL, and Igor, you know, this year had the regular season, the Matt Topton, but until you beat him in the playoffs, he's still number one. And you know what? He's completely outplayed him. It's two games. I'm not going to go crazy yet, but, I mean, firstly, so his legend is grown, and the thing that has me feeling really good about the Rangers right now, I feel like the last four games, 6-7 against Carolina, and these first two against Tampa, have been their strongest of the playoffs. They seem to be clicking on all cylinders. I think tonight, I can't remember the last game where they actually outshot the opponent, and I think it got close, but I think they still barely just held on and technically outshot Tampa tonight. So, I mean, even, like, the defense was, you know, finally upping their game, not just depending on Igor to be, you know, their savior at the back. They clamped down on Tampa for the majority of that game and outplayed him in all facets. Even, like I said, even in game one, I mean, I know it was kind of a blowout and they were probably a little lax because of that, but they got outshot by quite a bit. But these last four games, the way they're rolling, everything just seems to be clicking, the chemistry, all the lines, the big, you know, the first half of that Carolina series, we're all saying the stars weren't showing up, you know, the big guys weren't showing up, they're being carried by the kid line and whatnot, and now it just seems like everything's clicking, and, you know, somebody earlier said lightning in a bottle, let's hope so, but, I mean, I haven't felt this good about a Ranger run since, I think it was 2015 when they lost to Tampa in the conference finals. And I still hold that if Zuccarello didn't get hurt that year with that concussion, they probably would have went to the finals and I think won it. But this is the best I've felt about them since then for sure. And I hope they keep it going. Really nothing to complain about.
Thanks for the call, Joe. Really do appreciate it. Big reason why I like the Rangers coming in tonight. Again, you know, just how great they've been on home ice. And it's evident the crowd. And I love that we've got a number of folks heading home from the Garden tonight, calling in, because it's evident, like, that energy that you guys are producing at the Garden, they're definitely feeding off of. And talking about Igor Shesterkin is, I made a joke with somebody, over under how many dogs, how many puppies are going to be named Igor in the next 3 to 4 months here in New York City? I'll take the over, that's for sure. 95% save rate at the Garden, 92% on the season. Obviously, you know, playing with such skilled forwards, averaging about 4 goals a game. You can argue, quote unquote, that kid line, possibly the best third line that we've seen in the NHL in quite a while. And Gallant was talking about it during the game when he was being interviewed. I don't know if it was after the first or second period, talking about how, you know, the oldest is 22 years old. It just goes to show you, like, wow, really exciting time right now for Rangers fans, but you don't want to get too far ahead of yourself. But this team is peaking, I think, in everything I'm reading in that I'm hearing earlier than what was anticipated. So what does the future hold for this Rangers franchise moving forward? You got to be excited about that. One big note that I do want to mention is that, you know, the Lightning they're without Brendan Point, who is really, really crucial in a big asset for them, especially in penalty kills, where we know that's where the Rangers have thrived this postseason as well. We've got about 3 minutes left. Unfortunately, I wish I could stay on longer. I can't. I'm only with you until midnight. So I want to try to get everybody on before we sign off. Okay, so let's go to Michael in Livingston. Michael, welcome in.
Hey, how are you? I lost my voice. I apologize.
Don't apologize. No need to apologize. Go ahead.
This is so exciting. It reminds me of the mid-90s when the Knicks and the Rangers were both in the finals. And just the way the culture takes over in the city when a team does well in New York. Mm-hmm. And especially now, when there's so much negativity around the city for a variety of reasons, which I won't go into. And this just, especially the fact that it's June and people are outside, it's like you're wearing Rangers jerseys, and this is not, you know, this is not Canada, this is not Minnesota, this is New York, where, you know, they have a multicultural of events and things. It just lifts up the city. And right now, the way they're playing, and if you have a hot goalie, they may be ahead of schedule, but I think they're playing with house money. My opinion is the toughest series they're going to have already went behind them with Carolina.
Yep.
The fact that they got past Carolina,
yep. Mm-hmm.
This is all to me. They're playing with house money. I think they're going to take this series in 5 or 6. And I think the West Coast Rangers could take that series. I think it could be 4-0 or 4-1.
Michael, thanks for the phone call. I appreciate it. And just to kind of piggyback on what you said, I was in the city on Memorial Day, walking around the city. I spent the day there with some friends, had some brunch. And the number of Rangers jerseys in the field, walking past people, hearing them talk about the Rangers, you hit the nail on the head. You know, what this Rangers run has done for the city and the camaraderie and the excitement is priceless. I've got about 50 seconds. Mike, you're up. You're unfortunately going to be our last call, so let's end it strong. I'll give you 30 seconds. What you got?
Hey, Anita, let's go. How amazing is it to be a New York sports fan right now, though? Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. These Rangers got me elated. Yankees 20 wins over 500. The Rangers are playing like they're playing Russia. It's like Miracle on Ice all over again. My Jets have some hope. That's all I got to say, Anita. You're amazing. Thank you. Have a good night.
You got it. You got it. I know phone calls are coming in furiously. I wish I could take them all. I can't, unfortunately. Thank you so much for calling in tonight. Rangers fans, on your way home from the Garden, God bless. Game 3 will be Sunday, 3:00. You'll be able to listen to it right here on 98.7 ESPN.